This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this Friday Global Transmission. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to have a bifurcated transmission today with David Knight hosting the second half of the broadcast. I'm working on some big stories that need my attention directly and personally. Stories, pieces of information that will be very effective against the globalist in the fight to restore this republic to the rule of we the people. Again, thank you for joining us on this Friday worldwide broadcast. Donald Trump is set to speak any time. And so as soon as he gets to the podium, I'm going to cut to some of that with his response to the horrible controversy that he's one of the birthers. Now, in hindsight, we know exactly what happened with the entire birther situation. It was a construct. We were all basically set up. Because the truth of who Barack Obama's father is 10 times worse than him not being born in the U.S. His father was Frank Marshall Davis. 100%. One of the top communist leaders in the United States. The real deal. He was also a pornographer. And Obama admits in his book, Dreams of My Father, he writes more about Frank Marshall Davis than he does about the fake dad that looks nothing like him. So this is huge, ladies and gentlemen. This is absolutely huge that they're trying to resurrect this. It was Hillary and the Democrats that first floated it on the internet, her surrogates. She wouldn't even duck the question. I mean, she wouldn't even answer whether he was from the U.S. or not. And his entire history of the Harvard Law Review as the head of it, in publications, in intros to books, was I was born in Kenya. And so we're like, we've got all these things you wrote saying you were born in Kenya. Did you just say that to act more fashionable? To be cool, like it was really trendy? No, that was deliberately put out there so that people would then later pick up on that and not go see who his real daddy was. And then they put out that birth certificate that was in six layers. Within 2 hours of it being out, we blew up the so-called type font, and it was Microsoft Word typewriter font. It's a fake typewriter font, 100%. The I's, the T's, the O's, the C's, they were all the same. Each time you hit a keyboard, it's like another snowflake or another little droplet of water. Each one's different. And when you push your finger down and it slams the key up there onto the paper, it creates a new splat. Micro signature. 100% fake. And they even put it out in the layers of Photoshop to make us go crazy with it and go, oh my God. You see, they know the public's ignorant. Public will just hear, you know, the media saying we're crazy and that, you know, we're saying the birth certificate's fake. Well, that just takes us off down another rabbit trail. And that's how they manipulate people. Just like when Hillary fell down Sunday, for 2 days, the controlled media wouldn't show her falling down. They would just show her kind of wobbling and say, she missed a step, big deal. What are you people freaking out about? Conspiracy theorists claim she fell down. Bunch of liars. That's how they misrepresent. It's the same deal. And so I don't know how Trump's going to respond. I mean, I'd double down and say, no, his daddy's Frank Marshall Davis and just totally destroy the whole thing. I know Joel Gilbert's been getting his intel to Trump, but Trump probably knows the public just can't handle it. I mean, truth is so much stranger than fiction. He admitted he spent summers with Frank Marshall Davis. I mean, this is incredible. It looks just like him.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The globalists' great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is what Donald Trump had to say today on the whole birther issue that Hillary hopes will revive her campaign by trying to discredit Trump. The Washington Post gives Trump 4 Pinocchios. I guess the maximum lie is 5 Pinocchios for claiming that Hillary started the birther controversy. This is the Washington Post that is run by the Democratic Party, basically. So I give you 5 million Pinocchios, Washington Post. I've lived the birther controversy. I know what up one side and down the other, okay? It's one of the few things that I ever, I don't want to say got suckered on, but it was a learning process about how they run dirty tricks and how they set up these honeypots, basically, these time bombs. And we've got Joel Gilbert coming on later today to recap who his real father is, Barack Hussein Obama, and why in the Harvard Law Review that he edited, that he was the head of, And why in all these, I mean, we're talking 10 or more publications, year after year, the forewords to books, you name it, that he was born in Kenya. And the dad didn't look like him. It was weird. They put out fake birth certificates in the Photoshop layers with the Photoshopped Microsoft fake typewriter fonts. It was the worst forgeries on the planet. This was something to absolutely get us off track, and then hiding in plain view in his book, they cut it out of the audiobook, he talks more about Frank Marshall Davis, his dad's best friend, his grandfather's best friend, and how he spent summers with him in his house. Then there's photos of Obama in the house on the exact same couch in the exact same room where there's photos of his mother in lesbian sex scenes with Frank Marshall Davis funding the Communist Party with smut. And then it's like, oh, my God, this is total CIA. Because, of course, Barack's grandfather was CIA. His mother was CIA. This is admitted. And then you've got the local CIA chief, basically, clandestine, in Hawaii, running the top communist in the United States, Frank Marshall Davis. This is exactly what Senator Joseph McCarthy was so upset about, was he finally figured out, he goes, the CIA and the Army are basically running the Russians. Well, they've been running them before that. Our government overthrew the Russian government in 1917. That's declassified. They've had congressional Frank Church committee hearings. Anthony Sutton got all the secret documents, top congressional archivist, wrote best-selling books with copies of the documents, just like the robber barons created the UN, and the robber barons are funding radical Islam, and the robber barons are funding all these radical groups, folks. Look at George Soros today. He's just following the same old New World Order plan. And so what are they going to do when his real dad's Frank Marshall Davis? And it's in the film Dreams of My Real Father. We sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. Most of you have already seen it. But this film is more important to me now than it was 4 years ago. Because it illustrates just how screwed up this country really is. You know, Obama is an American. He was born here, but both American parents. One a black communist from Chicago, the other the daughter of a CIA high-level officer. And this is the type of stuff they do to our country. And it just mind boggles that Barack Obama's mother was a honey trap for the Central Intelligence Agency, a sex operative, and now her son is the president. I mean, you just cannot make this stuff up. All right, let me go ahead and play a clip of Trump addressing this. And I like how, in fact, I predicted it this morning because they were saying, oh, he's going to have a big speech about the birthing. And I said, watch, he's going to say, so they're talking to Pat Riley, we're working out. I said, you watch, he's just going to cover his own issues, and then say at the end, it's Hillary that first brought this up, which is absolutely true, and which is what happened. But she launched that controversy, even knowing there was an even bigger cover story. And so she thought that would hurt Obama so she could get in. Shows how there's no honor among thieves. But when the Bilderberg group said, sit down and shut up, and they had that meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, that we covered and no one else did, basically, then they became friends again. But that's what's happening. Now, let's go ahead and play the Trump clip.
Now, not to mention her in the same breath, but Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy. I finished it. You know what I mean. President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. Now we all want to get back to making America strong and great again. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
We are so blessed to have him. By the way, again, I'm not tooting my horn. I want listeners to understand, I'm not like other talk show hosts. I'm a leader in that, and I don't make that statement to brag. I make the statement to look at our successes so that others can build on them and be more successful than I am. Because that's what a leader does, is try to teach other people and try to make themselves better and try to really tell the truth. I mean, I was thinking this morning, about the fact that I really research stuff and then really try to come on air and tell you exactly what's going on with the clearest picture we can develop. And that doesn't mean we have all the answers either. And it just hit me. Most people in media sit there and craft something they think sounds good, or they repeat something else that they think sounds good, or that they think is what the establishment wants to hear, and they're just not genuine. I don't engage in propaganda. I engage in being genuine, being real, really trying to get people thinking. And that's why we've been successful, and that's why Donald Trump has been successful. Here's an example of it, and then I'm going to get into the huge news today, and there's so much of it. Tim Kennedy was fighting for the championship of the light heavyweight, and he basically beat the guy, but the guy wouldn't come out of the corner at the end, and then got a bunch of punches in on him, and in a decision, they gave it to the other guy. Now, I don't really follow sports, and some people would say, well, Alex, you know, it's a paradox, or it's hypocritical that you criticize people that are obsessed with sports all day, but then here you are promoting Tim Kennedy in a fight at Madison Square Garden coming up 3 days after the election in New York City. So which is it? Well, if you actually listen to the body of what I say, it's not calculated, it's not crafted. When it is, I'll tell you. Like bringing up election fraud, that was calculated and crafted because I did a lot of thinking and researched it and knew that that's what they were going to try to do and knew that if we didn't get out ahead of it, they would be able to do it. And Trump totally got that. You've seen the results now. They're in big trouble. They're in free fall. And there's other things that I craft and develop. But those are few and far between. I really just come at things from a gut-level instinct, but also with well-researched information. And so a microcosm of that is the whole Tim Kennedy situation. When I see a situation with the Pentagon, all of it, got a bunch of them pissed off, you name it. It's a microcosm because I've known him for years. I've known Shane Steiner, his training partner, since high school. And just organically, Shane ends up being on the show, never even asked to be. We go out and shooting. And just organically, Tim Kennedy ends up using our products and thinking they're better than anything he's ever used. And then he's going back, you know, into the UFC. And obviously, if he wins, especially, we'll have all those fans that are inside the Matrix, but that are folks that are, you know, still into Americana, a lot of the men in America that haven't had their, you know, what's cut off, coming to our show. So I didn't come at that as propaganda, like, ooh, I want someone to be my propaganda tool, and I want to go and get all these people, you know, for the show, and we're all calculating this. It just happens, you see. And people say, okay, well, why are you promoting sports? Well, it's like saying, why are you on Facebook, or why are you on Twitter when they censor you? Because that's where the fight is. But separately, I've already followed UFC. I've admitted it's one of the few sports I follow. And again, it's because of relationships. Getting to know Joe Rogan in like 1998, when he would come to town and was producing some comedy albums here, CDs, and we hit it off. And I've been friends with Joe for, you know, 16, 17, 18 years. I forget. And so he's gotten me hotel rooms and, you know, helped me come out, got me front row tickets to the UFC all over the country, Vegas, you name it, you know, Houston, Austin. So I kind of go check out the UFC, and it's interesting, and I like it. I'm not obsessed with it. And so then I know these other UFC people, and then they start using the products, and it just all symbiotically works. And I've always said, I think sports are great if your son or daughter are on the swim team or the football team or the volleyball team or if you're competing in a sport and you're involved. I don't like the big, giant, mega NFL garbage with all these, you know, messages and players protesting on 9/11 and bitching when they make $100 million and all this stuff. I mean, I'm just sick of the NFL. I'm going to skip this break. Sorry, I forgot to tell you. So that's a microcosm. When I think about this, think about talking about this morning, and I thought, you know, I don't really engage in propaganda. I don't really calculate stuff. It just happens. 90% of the time, I'm not calculating anything. It just happens because it's meant to happen. And so, but then from a propaganda perspective, Tim Kennedy's been one of the biggest promo pieces for the Pentagon. He's been like the biggest thing for the Pentagon and the Army when it comes to promoting what they do since Pat Tillman went bye-bye. And the military kind of sees people that they're using in propaganda as their property. And so Tim's a patriot. Tim really cares about the Constitution and Bill of Rights. He likes the show, has been listening for years. Most of his buddies in the military listen. It's just a good fit. And then I get these contacts from the Pentagon and CIA and you name it. I mean, real heavy hitters going, oh, people upstairs don't like what you're doing. Tim Kennedy's basically a property of the Army. And what are you doing? And what is he doing during paramilitary training? Are you planning to overthrow the government? And it's so ridiculous. Everyone knows I'm in information. I'm trying to wake up America so we can get people elected like Donald Trump, get our jobs back, take care of our veterans. I'm the one trying to stop a civil war. I'm the one that doesn't want a shooting war. I'm the one trying to stop that. And so then I get contacted by the CIA and by the Defense Department, all these people. This is like a month ago. And Tim was telling me yesterday, same thing happened to him. What are you and Jones planning to overthrow the government or something? I mean, it just shows how out of touch some of these old guys are. Man, I tell you, it's just crazy. I mean, if they understood propaganda and HUMET and force multiplication as much as they claim they did, they'd understand that it's genuineness that's going to save this country and that we don't need to pull any tricks or have any games, buddy, because it's just Americana. It is what it is. And they did not like the fact. I have nothing to do with sheepdog response, which is getting citizens trained to defend themselves from criminals, jihadis, you name it. It's not build, it's training to take on the government. When Tim goes and trains police departments all over the country for free in sniper response, it just shows how upside down even people that are, quote, patriots in the government have Obama breathing down their neck about, well, we were going to leave Jones alone, but stuff like this, you better tell Jones he's crossing the line when you get involved in, you know, training paramilitaries in the United States. Training paramilitaries, I haven't taken my son shooting but once in a year. Paramilitaries, this is a military action of the American people against outside globalist occupying forces. It's information warfare where we simply sit here and show Hillary Clinton falling down. And then the media is so evil and so despicable and so controlled and so embarrassing and so delusional and so in your own little bubble that they sit there and they put Hillary on TV and say, oh, she just misstepped at the curb. Cut the video when she falls on her face and has to be carried into the vehicle. You're the ones destroying yourselves trying to sell a candidate like that. You're the ones that are disconnected. You're the ones that are dangerous. You're the ones sold us out to the communist Chinese and the EU and the globalists and everybody else. You're the problem, not us. Oh, but in between, I'm trying to raise a domestic army. Oh, and I love the latest Southern Poverty Law Center stories. A few months ago, they came out and said, Jones wants police to be killed. It's like hearing Hillary's speech today about how Trump's sowing violence and evil, knowing Soros and the Ford Foundation have spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. We know about $400 million the last 5 years. $400 million the last 5 years. $100 million more they gave 2 weeks ago. To stir up and turn black people into chip-on-the-shoulder, racist, crazy people. So then white people will start flipping out and becoming racist. It's just a disaster. But they sit there and they engage in all this stuff. It is just crazy. Absolutely crazy. But I was supposed to just sit here and like work with the globalists and sell everybody out so we can sell baby parts and stuff. I mean, it's melt children down for women's cosmetics and then human animal chimeras and thousands of pharmacological crops growing everywhere and allergies are exploding so bad that people are dying from them now. Everybody I know has got allergies that didn't even exist 50 years ago, basically. I mean, we're screwed, man. And I'm here as a restorationist just trying to get a basic, somewhat free country back. So enough about Alex Jones. I want to get into the news now. But I covered all of that to be illustrative of just how my thought process works, how we do things. I mean, I love all these government people and globalists that sit there planning things forever. And then their best laid plans don't usually go so well, so they always, quote, change the plan and, quote, pivot or play both sides. That's a way of saying you're a soulless worm who's actually a giant failure, and you claim that you're controlling chaos. No, you just don't know how to bring true order. I love how you claim you want order all the time, but all you create is disorder. See, God already created order. You don't like that. You're trying to overthrow everything that's common sense. That's called being deviant. Deviant. I love the fake Christian church teaches people that if you think a woman's beautiful, that's the biggest sin, you know, in the universe. No, that's something God instilled in us, to love each other, to be fruitful and multiply. Now, what's deviant is having, for 20 years, all over the U.S., corn crops growing with live HIV virus in it. I mean, look up Protogen. That's just one of thousands of crops. It's like, why are you doing that? Oh, because then they can extract the, quote, virus out of the corn and then, quote, test vaccines. Well, what happens if it jumps into other corn, which all corn species do? Oh, yeah. And then, oh, we don't know why there's these autoimmune problems popping up everywhere. We're being totally hammered, people. And what's crazy is the globalists are susceptible to all the same stuff, but they just can't help it. They think they're immune. They lie to themselves about what they're doing. And I, for one, am tired of it. Now, coming up in the next segment, Daria, again, a great patriot, born in Russia, Army veteran. She watches the Russian television. So do I. It's very interesting, but I always have to read the subtitles just to see how the Russians are responding to all of this insanity. Because you turn on the news now. I mean, it's worse and worse every day. Hillary officially says it. The Russians are going to steal the election for Trump. It doesn't matter if every poll shows him way ahead now. They just keep saying the Russians are going to steal it for Trump. And then they go around and say, with their surrogates and newspapers, that I'm a Russian agent. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a Russian agent like I'm an avocado. In fact, I'd like to see Russia someday, but I better not. Because if I ever fly over there, they'll say, see, he's a Russian agent. He's working for him. Well, I do appreciate the fact that the Russians don't want carbon taxes. No, the truth is, as I've said many times, Russia has the same globalist enemy we do. And they've had a former top diplomat come out, who's, by the way, a liberal, and said, our government is insane. They want war with Russia. Hollywood is totally psychotic now and wants to bring down Russia because it's Christian. This is all an anti-Christian system. And this is coming from a liberal. This is coming from people that have never even been religious. They're just like, why are you so out to get the Christians? And then Hollywood's like, because the globalists took over Russia and exterminated those people. Use it then as an engine of evil, ladies and gentlemen. Just like we've been hijacked as an engine of evil. But getting back to polls, I got a bunch of them too. We're covering the next segment. When I say don't engage in propaganda, I just engage in truth. I mean, if Trump was really behind, I mean, he came out of the RNC with a 10 to 15 point lead, even with polls that were tilted somewhat against him, with who they were contacting in the demographics. I mean, I went and looked at the methodology. A week after they're panicking, Hillary's way behind. They'd always been delusional, just thought she could win. And so they start putting out fake polls that he's losing everywhere and admitting they're fake, adding 5, 10, 15 points of more Democrats into the sample. And I say, folks, this is to create an illusion he's losing. But I said he's now basically only a little bit ahead because the brainwashing almost worked. He's got to get more hardcore now talking about election fraud. Trump did that. Now he's way up again, 10, 15 point lead in internal polls. They're talking like 5, 6, 10 points in swing states. It's way more than that. They are in panic, free fall right now. Okay? But again, I explained all that. Even really smart conservative friends of mine didn't believe me when I said, no, listen, Trump's really still ahead a month ago. I didn't just say that wishful thinking. He's ahead the whole time,
folks.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Now to get through all this news. The story's up on drudgereport.com. It's so sickening and ridiculous that I have trouble watching it, but we're going to play it. It's a classically luscious German blonde dressed up in basically a burqa, dancing around saying how great it is to submit to Islam in German, and it's produced by the United Nations UNESCO Fund. And aired with the payment of the German government and association on German TV. And I told you, they're going to make us accept Islam. The mayor of London has said you're going to accept Islam. Because, see, they have a culture, we don't have one. First, our culture's removed. Then the alien culture is put in because it's authoritarian. The New World Order loves Islam. Loves it. So we're going to be getting to that, and that dovetails with Flint, Michigan, city leaders not informed by feds of plan to send 100 Syrian and Iraqi refugees. That means Sunni invaders into the area that have been kicked out. Remember that. Whenever you hear that, that means jihadi forces that were defeated, so they're almost all male. White House goal of 40,000 additional refugees from Near East South Asia. That means Muslims only. And they don't let anybody but Muslims in. That's the new rule. I'm sorry, 0.4% or 0.5% are Christian, even though they come from countries that are 20% Christian or were. We have a Western globalist policy of eradicating Christianity. That's not rhetoric. That's not a buzzword. It's happening. Attacks on Christians have been increasing logarithmically for the last decade, doubling every year. The UN even admits. And you've got Peter Sutherland, the founder of the European Union, running the UNESCO program. And we have the George Soros emails basically commanding him, hundreds of them now, been writing articles, everybody's had them. We've covered it 50 times last month. If you're a new listener, go look it up where they're admitting we're, quote, bringing down Europe. We're going to use these groups to destabilize things. They'll then sit on top of these groups and control them. They flick a switch, they'll go burn down whatever they want. They can bring in a civil emergency like that. They've already got four different European countries under permanent civil emergency. That's called martial law. They never call it martial law. They call it civil emergency, the long emergency, while they bring in more and tell the pliant women that think the government's their god, their husband, you know, I don't need a man. I'm running the show. But, oh, the TV tells me I can get myself some Sunni invader. And you know what? The men in the West act so wimpy. A lot of time the women actually like it. A lot of Western women are going and, you know, wanting to get chained up and basically live in a cage because it's so much fun. Because, see, Daddy was so sweet to her and spoiled her so much. She saw Mommy boss Daddy around all day long, and it wasn't very fun. So now she's going to go find what she thinks is a man. It's the same psychological syndrome in criminology where you have these inner-city youth. And it happens in poor white areas, black areas, Hispanic areas. It's sociology. It's psychology. It's history. And there's no daddy in the house because the government pays to make sure there's no daddy in the house or mama doesn't get the welfare. And so who's your father figure? Well, when you're 10 years old, it's a 15-year-old or a 20-year-old drug dealer that has you going around doing stuff for him. And then you get picked up and put in juvenile hall. And by the time you're 20 years old, you serve 2 or 3 years in the pen. And you get out and you're a criminal for the rest of your life because you think a man is some guy that robs liquor stores and sells crack on the street corner. And women think some guy walking around that doesn't even really have a job but backhands her occasionally and swaggers around, that's a real man right there because, you know, he watches the NFL and sits there and squats in front of TV dinners. But the little beta males all, oh, baby, how do I do you? What do I do for you, sweetie? I want to do everything I can. And you see these men. You can see the different types. You can see the trendy women that have their alpha male, but it's got to be a minority. Because if you have an alpha male who's white, that's bad. That's the greatest evil. But they can have an alpha male if it's not a white person. But if it is a white person, the woman's got to have a little guy that walks behind him and holds their hand like a baby elephant holds its mommy's tail, and she tells him everything to do, and he behaves the way she wants because she's in charge, because that's an empowered woman. No, that's an enslaved woman. And that's social engineering. That's mind control, where the Germans won't even have kids, and I've got 3 clips in Paul's article of, like, let's just play that first, and I'll play the Russian TV clips. I've got all these clips of parliament, you know, the Bundestag, the Reichstag, city councils, with the women and men getting up saying, we are pleased to announce the end of the white race, the end of the Germans within 30 years. Our program is going well, getting rid of ourselves. And you're like, this is like a cult or something. And they're all smiling, good, move forward with the plan, excellent. And you're just like, oh, what's going on here? This is diabolical, people. Kill the Christians. Kill the white people. Meanwhile, the globalists are engaging in the most horrible stuff you can imagine in the third world, keeping them deindustrialized, oppressing them. TPP has slavery legalized in it, holding people captive in factories. But it's okay because Obama's black. I cannot believe this. So if you're a radio listener, I'll translate the German because it has subtitles. This is from the United Nations, paid for by German taxpayers, UNESCO. Remember, UNESCO is running the migrant program into Central and South America and Mexico and bringing them here. That's official. The UN runs it. The UN's running our police departments more and more under strong cities. It's happening. People say, that's ridiculous. The UN's a puppet of the U.S. No, it's not. The UN is a puppet of the robber barons that set it up to transfer our power to it. Paul Craig Roberts is a smart guy, but you get him on, he'll go, I know they say it's a UN program, but it's the neocons, it's the United States. Yes, I know that, Paul Craig Roberts. The point is the power is being transferred into the TPP, into the UN. I study it. I see the groups. I know the funding. This is UNESCO. They say the ad is produced by the United Nations. Now, the UN itself is a front for the IMF, the World Bank, the Ex-Im Bank, the International Bank of Settlements, the OECD, the United Nations Cultural Educational Organization. The real UN is run like a Politburo with a central committee. And then everything else is just a debating club, but it's all vetoed by those central committees. And Obama has sat as the head of the UN Security Council while president. It was a big ceremony with Henry Kissinger in New York, and they were all just creamy-eyed over the treason they were involved in. And that's why Obama goes to Congress and says, I don't need your authority to launch wars. I have NATO. And what is NATO? It's the military arm of the Organization of Economic and Cooperative Development, which is overseeing our elections this year. That's Reuters. So let's go ahead and play TV ad encourages German women to wear hijabs. Here it is.
Ich auch. Ist doch hübsch. Enjoy difference, start tolerance.
So she's wearing, you know, the Muslim garb, but phasing it in slowly, makes it all look cute and fun. You know, it's like luring a kid into a car with a puppy or candy. Well, this is luring everybody in with a good-looking, you know, woman with kind of a cute little outfit, like it's a costume party or whatever. Not sexual mutilation, not women wearing total hoods over their heads, not women not allowed to have jobs or go to school or drive cars. But it's okay because it's liberal. It's liberal. She goes, enjoy difference, start tolerance. You need to be tolerant. You need to be tolerant, but not them. We're going to accept what they say we're going to do when they crap in the pool or rape your daughter or knife you to death, because that's what they do. Because these are the worst refugees from the Middle East, the poorest, most horrible Sunni invasion battlegrounds. Now, shifting gears, you tune into any major network, Fox, CNN, you name it. Fox is almost as bad nowadays as CNN or MSNBC. And it's all, the Russians are here, the Russians have hacked the computers, they're going to steal the election for Donald Trump. Oh, but he's way ahead in all the polls, even the fake polls. Why would they need to steal it right now? So the idea is, the globalists, the George Soros groups, you know, the AP that actually runs the elections with Homeland Security, and the OECD sending 10 times the UN overseers they've ever sent over our elections, that's not an issue. No, no, no. But remember, 5 weeks ago, Obama said, I was crazy. Trump was crazy. There was no such animal. There was no such situation. There was nothing going on. There was nothing happening. What is election fraud? It doesn't exist. It doesn't happen. Who are these crazy people? Trump comes out and says, okay, we're going to have a poll watchers. We're going to deal with this. It's a serious history of this. Everybody knows there is. And they go, oh my gosh, it's true. The Russians are coming. They're going to get us. The Russians are going to hack all our... We're going to come in with Homeland Security and oversee all the major key battleground areas. We're going to have to plug our computers in and make sure everything's going quite well to protect you. Because here's the truth. The globalists have already taken over America. So again, they want to manipulate our nationalism and say, oh, it's the Russians. Manipulate our immune system to this takeover and then blame it on some foreign country that is politically reorganizing and poses a offensive threat to no one. Not mainline analysts say that. That's not my opinion. So let's go now to a major Russian TV channel. This is nationwide on radio and TV. It's the state media. But they do have a lot of wide-ranging views and opinions there. And this is One Russia, one of Russia's most popular, prominent, and visible politicians, conservative nationalist Vladimir Zhirinovsky, roundly ridiculed Clinton on a major talk show, accusing her of being completely unfit to become president while praising Donald Trump. Here's the clip.
She just slipped. Nonsense. She didn't slip. Her brain switched off. Give me a break. They had to carry a presidential candidate to her van. What the heck? She sneezes, no big deal. She coughs, that's okay too. But she passed out in broad daylight, in the middle of her workday. A presidential candidate passes out. A person like that shouldn't even be allowed to manage a bathhouse, let alone run a country. Look, he's a good man, a kind man, a kind man. And look at her, Michael, you can confirm this. In America, they call her a witch. Hey, it's not me saying it. Americans say this. She's a witch. Look at her. We need Trump. Trump. That's what we have to fight for. Look. Look at him. It will be a better world. For Trump. For Trump. Come on, everyone. Vote Trump. Vote Trump. For Trump.
Now, that guy also leads.
Hillary is a vicious snake. She's a witch. She'll blow up the whole world.
And he leads the second largest political party in Russia that's growing very, very fast. He's a lot more saber-rattling and offensive in nature towards the world than Putin is. In fact, that's Putin's main opposition. I mean, I know they're, quote, friendly on the surface, but it's the Russian hardliners that Putin actually has to worry about, according to most of the analysts and we've talked to and research I've done. But you have to understand, Trump wants to end the sanctions. Trump wants to work with Russia to take out radical Islam. Meanwhile, the globalists are using radical Islam to attack Russia. And Russia is on the verge of collapse. But Putin has almost a 90% approval rating because Russians understand this. And even though they have a lot of austerity and a lot of problems, they've tightened their belts because they understand that they're under attack, just like 20 million Russians died in World War II. So it's the same story over and over again. They understand what's going on. So it's a major educational process, and it's freaking the globalists out because their former enclave they controlled was social engineering, the place where the globalists could have their way with the Christians and murder and torture, do whatever they wanted, and export evil, is now not completely in their hands, and they are in panic mode. Now England's leaving them with the Brexit. Now Hillary's in trouble. Here's Trump. Nationalism is rising. Common sense, the scourge of the common enemy of the New World Order. People are waking up worldwide. So they say, Nigel Farage and UKIP work for Putin. I work for Putin. Trump does. No, we work for sovereignty and common sense and prosperity and freedom of religion and true liberalism. Nigel Farage started UKIP 25 years ago because the EU is a tyranny. Like the old Soviet Union. He's fighting that. The EU's full of former communists and other globalists. Austin's been extremely humid the last few months with raining almost every day. And for some reason, we can't keep the humidity out of here. Kind of like the Democrats and their DNC were always saying, sorry, we're having to mop ourselves here, but it's a little bit humid in here, so that's why I sometimes sweat a bit when I'm in here. Didn't never do that in the past, but I guess I'm just natured that way now. But it does show the times we're in that I'm actually physically heating up, I guess. Getting to this second clip, he says, she'll blow you all to kingdom come. Now, if it sounds frantic, they're in there debating in kind of like a Jerry Springer-style, almost national news show. But instead of debating, how many people your mom cheats on your dad with or whatever, or how many baby mamas you got, or how much, liquor you drink or whatever stupid topics they have on those talk shows, they're debating these type of issues, and he's one of the moderators in screaming matches with people. But let's go back to this clip.
Look, the fate of humanity is at stake. If a sick person has a finger on the button, what if she presses the wrong button? What happens to America then? Look, doctors from all over the world have confirmed this to me. Pneumonia is only a symptom of a much worse sickness she's suffering from. She didn't just catch a cold and get pneumonia. It's a symptom of some very serious diseases, of which she has several. She shouldn't be hiding this. She should tell the whole world the truth. She should undergo a full public physical examination. You guys are being way too kind to her. Too much sympathy. She'll press the nuclear button. She'll blow you to kingdom come. Trump will be much better. He'll be a historically great president. A head of state cannot be allowed to hide their health problems.
That's right.
Especially countries like America or Russia. It's one thing if it is some little country. But a nuclear power, a great power, and their president is sick? What if she has to decide to bomb or not to bomb? And at that moment she gets the shakes, she falls down, she passes out? Think what could happen to the world then. I tell you, her pneumonia is not the main disease. It's a secondary complication of something much, much worse. Besides, Clinton represents the past. It's a step backwards. It's obvious that if Trump wins, it will be a wonderful thing for America and for the whole world. A wonderful thing for all humanity. Here's why we need Hillary to have a full physical examination. Any chronic disease which can be cured will make the leader be nasty.
That's right. We'll
and
be back,
vengeful.
Ladies and gentlemen. And look, all that's true. This is nationalism rising.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Pates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Well, we saw Hillary yesterday come out in public and they played James Brown. I feel good. And then the reporter says, oh, well, she's doing good after she appeared to possibly have fallen last week. No, she fell down. She passed out. She had a seizure. Here's the clip.
Welcome to The Lead. I'm Jake Tapper. Welcome to our viewers both in the United States and around the world. I'm Jake Tapper. Hillary Clinton wrapping up her first event after Sunday when she appeared to collapse at a 9/11 memorial ceremony. You can hear the subtle message there from her campaign, James Brown's I Feel Good.
I feel good. You know, I don't dislike James Brown's. He was super anti-white racist because he grew up around a lot of racism, so I could see back then being racist back, but it's just funny that if you want to get down to racism, James Brown says some incredibly racist stuff. He's also a wild man. I like his music personally, so I'll forgive him, you know, hating the honkies. But if you expand on all this, Jake Tapper saying she appeared to fall. No, she fell down. And then CNN would never show her actually falling down. You'd show her just starting to have the seizure. The people are a joke. You're despicable. It's scary to have media this controlled. This is like communist China or something. Now, I have another clip here. Heckler scream F Hillary. Now, here's the deal. I'm not saying it's good to scream F Hillary, but you'd think this would be big national news when people in her own crowd are screaming F Hillary, probably Bernie supporters. By the way, they have a national poll out, and what is it, Rasmussen? The vast majority of Democrats want Bernie Sanders if Hillary drops out, because they always wanted Sanders. Oh, it's so surprising that the vast majority in a poll wanted Sanders, because that's who they always wanted, and they stole it. We'll talk about that poll here in a moment, but let's go ahead and play this bleeped F Hillary piece.
People like me, we're lucky. When I'm under the weather. Now, I just want to have a conversation, and other people can wave their arms and their sighs, but I want you to think with me for a minute about how I certainly feel lucky when I'm under the weather. I can afford to take a few.
Now, of course, it's come out that Hillary, with her new book, only sold 3,000 copies with total promotion everywhere. I mean, I came out with a book. I sold 3,000 copies the first minute I plug it. You know, Michael Savage sells 5 million books when he comes out with something. It shows the world she's in. No crowds, has to go to public events to have a crowd where there's already a big group there at a rodeo or whatever, or a fair. But has all the big corporate backing, has all the big money, has all the big global political organizations, has the Pope, has the Saudi Arabians, has all these other groups, globalists, telling us what to do and telling us it's the end of the world if we elect Donald Trump. And then you look at her yesterday at that rally and the one today, she looks very frail. When she's walking downstairs, she's doddering. When she's going up the stairs in the plane, she's gripping it like she's my 90-year-old grandmother fighting for her life to walk. She's clearly ill. She clearly is debilitated. She's clearly on medication. We're going to end this hour. We're going to come back and do 5 more minutes, and we got a bunch of big guests today. So I got David Knight coming in. Roger Stone's got huge developments. We got Gary Byrne, the Secret Service agent, who said, look, something seriously wrong with Hillary. He's going to add to that. Joel Gilbert on this whole birther controversy and more today. Okay, I got a lot of stuff going behind the scenes. I'll be back this Sunday. I'll be hosting this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the Friday transmission. Please don't forget we're running a 20% off special on Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Again, that is 20% off. It's amazing cold press herbs. Extremely powerful. You heard Tim Kennedy talk about how great it is yesterday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. So check that out at InfoWarsLive.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. You are the tip of the spear. You're funding us. And thank you all for your support.
Thank
we'll be back in 70 seconds.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution